Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of United We Fall. We're moving on in our study to analyze the dialogue which is taking place in North Carolina between the former president of the Southern Baptist Convention, that is Pastor J.D. Greer, and Imam Omar Sleeman, who is speaking here on the behalf of the MSA, that is the Muslim Students Association, a Muslim jihadi organization. In our last broadcast, we began to look at the new question which was given by Pastor Kevin Singer, which he stated as follows.
I want to talk just really briefly about religious freedom. I know that's an issue a lot of people are thinking about right now. JD, do you perceive that conservative Christian values under attack in America? Is that something you're hopeful or less hopeful about right now? Same thing to you, Muslim values, Muslim beliefs. Do you sense that the freedom to practice, to express those religious values and beliefs is under attack? What do you think about that?
Pastor J.D. Greer began to answer this question as we covered in our last broadcast, as he told us that secularism has become the religion of America. And he confessed that, yes, the Christians are persecuted, but not as much as the Muslims, because white Christians in America enjoy the privileges which Muslims do not have. First, he literally put Muslims and Christians on the same level, that both of us are persecuted. Then he added that Muslims are more persecuted than the Christians, which obviously nonsense whatsoever. As I shared with you on our last program, I believe Muslims are treated much better than Christians in America, because the reality about secularism in America, it is they, as a religion, worship the same God, the God of Islam, who is the God of this world, who is the devil himself. You see, the same people who are persecuting the Christians, the secular movement, have no problem to replace Christianity by Islam, the Bible by the Quran, and replace Jesus with Muhammad. They have no problem to give this country to the Muslims, but at the same time, they do not want Christians to have any freedom to worship as they wish. One astonishing statement was given by Pastor J.D. Greer, which almost all liberals in America do, for the hope and the purpose to victimize the Muslims in America, makes them like they were treated unfairly, as when he stated, so I won't try to just equate and say, oh, everything that you experience, we have it way worse, or anything like that, or even on the same level. Because I think, as I talk to Omar, that is the imam he's having the dialogue with, and others, he talked to other Muslims. They're telling him that Muslims deal with things that we do not have to deal with. As he mentioned before, like assumptions and stereotypes, which are unfair, and that he would never desire to see any of his children to be subjected to. Don't you love that? I mean, think about it, how Pastor J.D. Greer is willing to do anything to protect the Muslims of America. Do you believe that Imam Omar Sleeman would say the same thing about the Christians of Egypt, or the Christian of Iraq, or the Christian of Syria, or the Christian of Pakistan, or the Christian of Somalia, or the Christian of Nigeria, those Christians whom the Muslims burn their churches and kill their men and rape their women and their daughters? Do you think Imam Omar would say anything like that? So the reality is, while true persecution is taking place in the Muslim world, Imam Omar Sleeman would say nothing about it. So is the Southern Baptist Church of America will not say anything about it. Not just Pastor J.D. Greer, but the entire Church of America will not say anything about it. I wish I was there in the meeting to ask Pastor J.D. Greer, what is stereotype? You know what he will tell you? It is like what Mr. Dakdok teaches on his radio broadcast revealing the truth about Islam. That's how misled our ministers in America become. They will call everyone who speaks the truth about Islam to be a stereotype. And he does not want any of his children to suffer like the Muslims are suffering in America. Doesn't that break your heart? Don't you feel like you want to cry for a little bit to feel sorry for the Muslims who are persecuted in America? Or maybe this will make you really upset, or I say angry, like I feel sometimes when I see liberals and now Southern Baptist ministers doing the same. Victimize the Muslims in America while they're ignoring what the Muslims are doing to the Christians in the name of Allah, in the name of Muhammad, and in the name of Islam, in the rest of the world. Now let's move on our study today to listen to what else Pastor J.D. Greer stated in his answer. That is when he said,
so yes, I think there is a sense of secularism and how they are marginalizing and making it illegal. And we were even talking about Beto O'Rourke, you know, one of the candidates Democratic candidates for president, you know, talking about wanting to, you know, pull any tax exempt status for those that would not affirm his vision of marriage. That's a religious fundamentalist claim when you do something like that. And so, yes, but I do want to create I do think we need to acknowledge that friends like Omar and some of his friends, they deal with some things that we don't have to deal with. And that needs some appreciation and some humility on our part to listen and to learn.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Pastor J.D. Greer confessing that we have a problem with secularism because even this candidate, I believe he was from California by the name Beto O'Rourke, who wanted to exempt churches from their status as a nonprofit organization if they will not acknowledge marriage between gays and lesbians. Because that's not what we, the Christian, believe what marriage ought to be. Oh, that's very important, very important. So you see, Pastor J.D. Greer have a problem with the liberal or the homosexual agenda. He's telling us that this is a religion fundamentalist claim when you do something like that. But then he went to the other side once again to appease and please the Muslim people, makes them feel so special by saying, and so I do want to acknowledge that friends like Omar and some of his friends are dealing with things like that. They're facing more problems than us as Christians, which should cause us to be humble and to appreciate what the Muslims go through. Wait a minute, you have a problem with two gays or two lesbians to get married in America, and you don't have a problem for Muslims to practice marriage as stated in the Quran? You see, once again, we're painting Islam in a great picture. We're trying to tell the world that Christians and Muslims can get together and be united to fight the problem with secularism of America. But at the same time, we're not telling the truth about what Muslims really believe. Once again, Pastor J.D. Greer, you're dead wrong when you talk about Muslims to be victims in America. Why is that? Because if you learn about the Quran and what Allah said about marriage in Islam, you see that marriage does not exist in Islam. Excuse me, what? Yes, indeed, you heard me right. Marriage does not exist in Islam. If Muslims practice Islam right, as stated in the word of Allah, and as it is practiced by Muhammad in the Sunnah, that is how he lived in his marriages, then you have to understand that gay and lesbian are much sincere people in their relationships than Muslims will ever be. You will never see a gay elderly man, say in his 50s, would like to be married to a little 6-year-old boy. Or an elderly lady in her 50s would like to marry to a 6-year-old girl. Gays reject the marriage of Islam, but you, since you don't know anything about it, have no problem to defend Islam as you talk about Islam generally without getting into details. You see, in Islam, Allah did not use the word marriage. You know why is that? Because marriage is to have a union between two, one male and one female. But that's not what Muslims believe. That's why Allah used another word in the Arabic language, which is nukah. In English, since this is a Christian radio broadcast, we're just going to use the word having sexual relationships. The word zawaj, marriage, was not used in the Quran. It is not in the Sharia, in Islamic law. Why? Because the word of Allah in the Quran said that a Muslim man can be involved sexually with two or three or four. And if he cannot treat them equally, he can involve sexually with one and all that his right hand possesses. Which means a Muslim man can be involved with one free Muslim female and unlimited number of concubines and slaves.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at Vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Now let's learn about the marriage in Muhammad Sunnah, which Imam Omar Suleiman are very familiar with, and he will defend it, and he would love someday that all the Muslims in America practice that marriage, which means what? Muslim men can be involved with little children in marriage, if you want to call it marriage. Like when Muhammad was 51 years old, and he was involved with his favorite wife, Aisha, who was 6 years old. And you can read about that in the teaching of Allah in the Quran, that is Quran chapter 65 and verse 4. Yes, older Muslim men can be involved sexually with little children. There is no morality in Islam. Why don't we have a debate with Imam Omar about marriage in Islam to see if there is any differences between the gay and lesbian marriage, which you reject, and the marriage of Islam? Because once again, there is no marriage in Islam at all. That's why Imam Omar said in the end of this segment, "Thank you so much. We really appreciate you." And guess what the cloud did? The clap hand. Hooray! Hooray! Pastor J.D. Greer, we thank you so much for making marriage in Islam a holy thing, when in reality, it's not. Well, Imam Omar want to appreciate what Pastor J.D. Greer said. That's why he said the following statement.
I think that gives me a lot of hope. We should just cut the form right now. But really to hear that acknowledged from someone of your stature is very important, because I think Muslims are often excluded from the discussions of religious freedom when they have very unique considerations and concerns.
Wow. Did you hear what Imam Omar said? He thanks Pastor J.D. Greer for what he said, because now he accomplished what he was hoping to accomplish in this forum. We can end the forum right now. Yes, indeed. Why is that? Because he got the best approval for Islam from the best, smartest man in America. You're talking about the Southern Baptist Convention president. What a great stature. This is a very important person who is defending Islam and the Muslims in America. The Muslim rejoiced. And as I always say, if I am there as a Muslim man, I will shout from the top of my voice, "Allahu Akbar, we got what we want from the Southern Baptist Church." The approval of how Islam is great and how Muslims are persecuted in America. And Imam Omar continued to say, because I think Muslims are often excluded from the discussion of religious freedom when they have very unique consideration and concerns. Wow. Now we got the evidence and the approval concerning the freedom of religion in Islam. Because if there is anything that does not exist in Islam, it is freedom of religion. But let's move on with Imam Omar to hear a little bit more of his hogwash talk. That's when he said,
I think that Orthodox followers of any faith that are also racialized sort of face the double whammy of never feeling welcome in any space. And I think that America has a great challenge ahead of itself to be able to affirm that pluralism that it champions, that it claims to champion.
Did you hear the wise words of Imam Omar Sleeman? He's talking about Orthodox followers of any faith. Excuse me. There is no faith in Islam. Thanks to Pastor J.D. Greer, who is giving the Muslims the platform to be equal to Christians. For now, we have the Muslim faith and the Christian faith. No, we don't have two faces. We have one faith, which is Christianity, and Islam is a savage cult, not a faith at all. Let's continue. Imam Omar said, when you have an Orthodox faith, you have a racialized faith, which makes you not welcomed. And then he said, listen carefully, and I think that America has a great challenge ahead of itself to be able to affirm that pluralism it champions, that it claims to champion. Well, I'm sorry. The church is one thing and America is a completely different thing. Yes, in America, we believe we're a melting pot where everybody can get in America and we all get together and we all hold hands. But church should never be America. America have its own philosophy and the church have its own beliefs. Let me remind you again, as we talked about that in the beginning of our study, when we went to second letter of John, verses 7 to 11, the Bible is telling us not to greet Imam Omar Sleeman. That is exactly the words of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because Imam Omar Sleeman does not believe in our Christian faith. Imam Omar Sleeman does not believe in the Father and the Son. Imam Omar Sleeman is Antichrist. And when we greet him, we make ourselves Antichrist. We'll be equally guilty like him in his disbelief of our Christian doctrines. I don't think Imam Omar Sleeman is losing anything so far. He's winning ground. He is accomplishing his goal. And that's why, as he said earlier, maybe we should just end the forum right now because I got what I need out of that meeting. But here is the truth. We will never have pluralism between Islam and Christianity, period. Even if America claimed to have this pluralism, which is not true, the church should never get involved in such ideology. We are to be set apart. And that they will have this unity, for sure we will fall. Well, let us listen a little bit more of the deception of Imam Omar Sleeman.
We can have rigorous debates about the definition of marriage. We can have rigorous debates about many different things. The point is that do we allow religious groups, especially those that, again, are under threats and don't typically get included in the religious freedom discussion, to be afforded the same rights? And so Muslims are kind of usually watching on the outside and going, religious freedom, religious liberty, you know, hello, you know, like we've got issues too. I mean,
Imam Omar is telling us we can have religious debates about the definition of marriage. Well, call me, sir, at your convenience. I would love to have that debate with you to learn about the difference between marriage in Christianity and whatever you're going to call marriage in Islam. Because the marriage definition is very simple. A man leave his father and his mother and unite with his wife as they become one flesh. And by the way, what God gathered, no man separate. Which means we don't believe in divorce. Do you want to talk about the sexual relationship a Muslim man can have by the blessing of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad? That's a different story. Because once again, there is no marriage in Islam. unlimited number of concubines and slaves is not marriage. Marriage for fun, temporary marriage, which we call in America prostitution, is not marriage. And that is what exists in Islam. Divorce in Islam is the opposite of the teaching of the Bible, not in the Mosaic writings, nor in Jesus' teaching in the New Testament. There is no similarity whatsoever between what you call marriage in Islam and what we believe to be a holy union in Christianity. Imam Omar said, the point is that do we allow religious groups, especially those that again are under threat and do not typically get included in the religious freedoms? What is he talking about? He's talking about the Muslims. You know why, Imam Omar? Because in Islam, there's no freedom of religion, sir. Imam Omar Sliman ended his paragraph here by telling us, and so Muslims are usually kind of watching from the outside and going, religious freedom and religious liberty are, you know, hello, we have issues too. What issues, Imam Omar? I think you got what you need, sir. By having this dialogue with that famous preacher, the head of the Southern Baptist Church, now you got the boldness to talk about the Muslims. Hello, we're here. We got some issues. What issues? God help us. That's why I say again, dialogues should never be held between Christians and with any cult out there. You can have all the debates you want, but not dialogues. Because when we do dialogues, Muslims win. Why? Because, once again, they present Islam to be what it is not. And to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this, "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.